Hello, brothers and sisters in Christ. My name is Pastor Kande Bangura. Welcome to my podcast, to Anchor. God is good, God is great, God is everything. I believe in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I accept my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as my Savior. So I know in the eyes of God, I am righteous because of Jesus Christ. I've got the audacity to call myself a child of God. And as a child of God, I've got access to heaven right now. God is just good and God is just great. God is mighty. I bless God every single day and I thank God. Every chance you get, always thank God. Ask for mercy. Because when you sleep and you wake up, and some of us, we do so many sins. Some of the sins, we know that we're doing the sins. Some of them, we have no clue. So every chance you get, say, God, I'm sorry for my sins. Because the Bible says, seek God when you can find him right now. So if you get to sleep and you wake up in God's day, that's an opportunity to say, God, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior again. Because after Judgment Day, there's no more hope. When you sleep and you wake up, that's hope. That's what God release to all of us. You don't even know that you're going to get up in the morning. But because of the hope. Because God has allowed you to wake up every day and go to bed. So you know that I'm good. But some people are not so fortunate. So the opportunity you have, repent of your sins every day. Because we don't know the time or the day that Jesus Christ is going to come. Maybe right now Jesus Christ will come. Maybe in the next 2 seconds Jesus Christ will come. So that's why when you are alive, you are awake, you have your 5 senses, you check. When you sleep and wake up, your check engine light comes on. It's like, oh, your car diagnosis system, your brain systems check. You do like a body check. Oh, everything is good. Say, God, have mercy, forgive me. That's very important. But some of us just live life, get up, go, just like that. That's why, as a Christian, you stay up. You should be in your prayer room. When the clock strikes 12, be in your war room. Because we're fighting against spirit and principality in high places. They don't sleep. They're up. So as a Christian, not those religious Christians, as a Christian, through the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, As Christians, you should be up, praying, fighting against those demonic forces. If you are sleeping, the demonic forces are going to attack you. That's why sometimes when you wake up at night, 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock, you have bad dreams. That's demonic attack. So those in the angelic hours are 12 midnight, 3 a.m., 6 p.m. Those are angelic hours. Those are hours that if you sleep, once you wake up, when you sleep for 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, then 2 o'clock in the morning, you're just scared awake. Oh, what's going on? Pray. That's an attack. Pray. Get up. That's why I don't sleep. The time is 1:21 a.m. I'm up. I made sure I enter 12:13, 2022. As soon as the clock strike 12, I'm up praying. I have to capture that day. It's a must for me. So the enemy cannot even say anything. Those demonic forces cannot say. Those demonic forces waiting. So I open my day. That's why you should stay up. As Christians, we need to stay up. No time for sleeping. Oh, let me go. Nah, man, there's a war going on. But because of the grace of God, we don't see it. Only those prophets, or the ones who have vision to see. But there's a serious spiritual war going on. Demons are everywhere. But because of the goodness of God, because of the filth of God, we cannot see. Only the anointed ones have God has blessed to see stuff like that. So when you are aware, when you have your five senses, stay up 12 midnight and pray. And kill those enemies. Because the Bible says, the lesser power bow. So those demonic powers, they have less power. So the power through Jesus Christ is big power, great power. So that's the power, that's the connection. So you got to claim your day. You got to decree your day. And it will stand. Because Job 22 verse 20 say, if I decree a thing, it will stand. The light of God will shine my way. So when you say, I decree this day will be my day, it will be your day. Because the Bible says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be happy in it. So if you get up every morning, you're having a bad day or you're depressed, of course you're going to have a bad day. You're going to be depressed because it's not your day. It is God's day. It's a divine order. Rejoice and be happy. Even if you're upset or you're going through your emotion, ask the Holy Spirit. I mean, that's his job. When Jesus Christ came and when he left, I will leave you a helper, the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is there because the Bible says, not by your power, not by our might, but by the Spirit of the living God. So the Spirit of the living God is always around. Empower, it comes to empower. The Holy Spirit of God comes to empower you. He don't come to baby you. Say, hey, my friend, let's go. I'm here. Okay, let's bounce. That's what he does. So when you need help, help me, Holy Spirit. Because he's a helper. That's God. So always stay up and pray. Always stay up and pray. No time for sleeping. You don't want judgment day comes or you hear the trumpets and you're sleeping. No. If you're a true Christian, you have to be up. No time for sleeping. Sleeping's for the weak. Sleeping is for you can rest. I usually go to bed like 3 o'clock. Because I've got to pray the 3 a.m. prayer.
Like, when it comes to things of God, it should be like a lifestyle, not like obligation.
Oh yeah, a lifestyle. So I made my Christianity a lifestyle. It's number one. God is a good God. It's just example. I'm speaking generally right now. I see all these rap artists, these young black rap artists. They're always talking about ops. These demonic record companies mess them up. So you have lost rap artists. Imagine they have so much money. But because of this demonic record executives. Look at Kanye West. Same thing too. But every opportunity you get, let's thank God. Don't go to bed. Stay up and pray. Open the day and lock the day. We've got authority, power in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has given us the power to trample over scorpions and serpents and all the powers of the enemy. Nothing can harm us. And the Bible says, God is not a man that lie. If God says, I will be with you to the end, and the word says, the Bible says, God is not a man that lies. God doesn't lie. When God says, I will be with you to the end, God is going to be there till the end. So imagine, we have a mighty, powerful God that says, I will be with you to the end. So you know that God's going to be, God keeps to his word. God will be with you till the end, in Jesus' name.